On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
The Tasmanian government published some maps that had names on them that hark from a colonial era, and an era with which we've been changing our identification in Tasmania with dual naming of place names. Michael Mansell is from the Aboriginal Land Council. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Rick.
I won't repeat the name of the place that came up, but it's a particularly offensive name. How many years ago had you already approached the government with an alternative name?
In 2017, the Liberal government put up a dual names mechanism through which the Aboriginal community said, oh, well, look, these names are offensive, and here are some, here are the original names that can go. Replace them.
And that was based on solid research as well, wasn't it?
It was. It was based on years of research and, you know, based on what the tribal people said. When Robinson spoke to them, they said, what's that rock there called, or what's that point there called? And so it was all recorded. And then it was cross-referenced and so on. The trouble here was that when the complaint about these racist names was put up in 2017, the Circular Head Council opposed the change, and subsequent to that, the Minister Roger Yench then set up a reference panel which he handpicked and made sure he teed off with the Circular Head Council to have people who would oppose the TAC. And as a consequence of that, the question of, well, if Aboriginal people own our language, who has a right to use it, was answered by Roger Yench saying, well, when I set up a system, you will play ball with that system and we will own your language and use it as we see fit. So the TAC then withdrew. But in the meantime, from 2017 onwards, for the last 5 years, the Nomenclature Board, as it was known then, and now the Place Names Group, I think it's called, knew that Niggerhead Rock was offensive. And it was only through political interference from Roger Yench's office that it has never been changed.
Ian Batchelor texts and makes a point, why would we use Aboriginal names when we're not Aboriginal? Are we pushing things onto us? But how would you respond to that, Michael?
Look, if the original people described a river as Cunnamulooka instead of the Tama River, and then the people come in and invade the land and change all the nomenclature, they take the land, they replace all the names, that is the exercise of white superiority. All we're saying is, what's wrong with putting the original names back in place? And the government, to their credit, have said, yes, we accept that. But the process that Roger Yench has set up makes it almost impossible for the Aboriginal community to cooperate. And as a result of that, the Nomenclature Board, or whatever it's called nowadays, is stuck between and leaves these offensive names on the map.
Let's hope there's some way through from this. Have you heard from anyone in government regarding this issue? Because if that word was on a map in the United States, it would be a huge story, even here.
An outrage. It's like the William Crowther statue down in Hobart. If that was in the United States, it would have been pulled down by now. But here's the Hobart City Council consulting this and consulting that. That is Tasmania all over. I know that not all the public agree with that. That is that, you know, that Tasmania should tread softly and maintain these racist names and statues that are so offensive. But the powers that be do want to keep these things in place. And as far as the Minister, Roger Yench, is concerned, haven't heard a word from him.
Michael.
And he says the same system that created the problem, he will put this issue back through again. So we're right back where we started from.
Thanks for talking with us this morning.
On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.